Brother Justin Propp, a special pioneer from Peace River, will now develop a theme, Be Loyal as Jesus Was When Tempted.
Have you ever felt like you're being watched? It can be an uneasy feeling. But the fact is, every single day we are being watched by the tempter, Satan the devil and his demons. God's word indicates that neither Satan nor his demons can read our thoughts, so they observe us. Why? Because they want to find out what you and I are thinking. They want to detect any spiritual weakness in us and then present temptations that will appeal to us personally. Our loyalty can be tested in as simple as just be kind to yourself. Do what you want to do. Make yourself happy instead of loyally doing Jehovah's will. But should this surprise us? Well, no. Because this is exactly what Satan did to Jesus. How did Jesus maintain his loyalty when he was tempted? Well, turn with me to Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to look at the account in verses 3 through 10. And we will see how Jesus maintained his loyalty to Jehovah. First, Satan tempted Jesus to misuse his God-given power. The context in verse 2, it says that Jesus was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and he felt hungry. Satan knew that Jesus was in a physically weakened state. So he played on that natural desire for food. So he said in verse 3, if you are a son of God, turn these stones into loaves of bread. How did Jesus respond? Well, the answer is for us in verse 4. Please turn there with me. But he answered, it is written, man must live not on bread alone, but on every word that comes from Jehovah's mouth. Did you note there what Jesus did first? He quoted from the scriptures. And by that, he showed his determination to do Jehovah's will, to look to Jehovah for sustenance. He knew that it was not God's will to use his power for selfish ends. But then Satan didn't stop there. He tempted him again a second time, and he changed his approach. He cleverly twisted God's word and took Jesus to a lofty spot in the temple battlement and said to make a showy display, to hurl himself off this high area so that the angels would have to rescue him. He tempted Jesus to misuse his God-given authority. But why would this be a temptation to Jesus? Well, let's think about it. If such a miracle occurred, those seeing it, could they deny that Jesus was the Messiah? And if the crowds accepted Jesus as the Messiah on the basis of this showmanship, wouldn't Jesus avoid a lot of trouble and hardship? Can you imagine Jesus actually contemplating such an action, thinking to himself, this actually sounds like a pretty good idea. This would be a lot easier on me. Well, we aren't left to guess what Jesus was thinking. Let's go to verse 7 for the answer and how Jesus responded. Jesus said to him, again, it is written, you must not put Jehovah your God to the test. Again, Jesus quoted from the scriptures. He showed his desire to do Jehovah's will. And he knew that going about by the Messiah, he was supposed to go in this work in a humble manner, not to influence the people by a showy display. Again, Jesus refused to disobey Jehovah. But Satan still was not done. In verses 8 and 9, he now offered Jesus rulership in return for an act of worship. Let's go to verse 10 to see how Jesus, what he said. Then Jesus said to him, go away, Satan, for it is written, it is Jehovah your God you must worship, and it is to him alone you must render sacred service. Jesus quoting from the scripture to show his desire to worship Jehovah only. But meditating on this verse, we really learn a lot about Jesus, don't we? Because he didn't focus on this tempting offer. He didn't let his heart entertain any wrong desires. He didn't have to contemplate it in order to reject it. Why can we say that? Well, going back to that verse, how did Jesus react? Well, it was immediately. He said, "Go away, Satan." And then quoting the scripture. So yes, Jesus successfully thwarted Satan's cunning schemes, and he loyally resisted any temptation to be kind to himself. The question now is, how can you and I maintain our loyalty when we're being tempted? Well, let's consider three ways. Number one, thinking of Jesus Christ's example, he learned from Jehovah God for eons of time. He had a lot of experience, and he had wisdom beyond compare to any human. We can say that Jesus was very smart. Yet, what did Jesus rely on? Well, it was the scriptures. What did we learn from this? Well, how much more so should we? To rely on God's word. By doing this, memorizing and meditating on the scriptures that deal with your specific weakness before the temptation arises. Remember, Satan and his demons are watching us. They can detect when we're weak and when we're more likely to succumb to temptation. So now is the time to give careful consideration to these matters. It is too risky to wait for a confrontation. Number two, what was Jesus' utmost concern? It was for his heavenly Father Jehovah's feelings, right? If we are to resist temptation, Jehovah must be the most important person in our life. He must always come first. Meditate on how you're giving into temptation would hurt Jehovah. But more than that, how it would damage your relationship with your heavenly Father Jehovah as well. Think of the consequences that are involved. Number three, pray. Pray intensely for Holy Spirit at the time of temptation. Will Jehovah answer such a prayer? Absolutely. Jehovah will not abandon his faithful servants in the time of need. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to remain loyal to him. So remember those three? Go to the scriptures. Memorize and meditate on the scriptures. Think of Jehovah. He must always come first in your life. And pray intensely for Holy Spirit. Well, in the following dramatization, let's note how a person can show loyalty when being tempted.
"For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor governments will be able to separate us from God's love. For I'm convinced."
"Up early this morning. Come with me."
"We have news about your father."
"How is he?"
"He's dying, Sergei."
"Please, can I see him?"
"You can do even more than that. You can take him home."
We can leave?"
"Yes, you can leave and never have to come back. Just sign this."
What is it?"
"Read it."
"Read it." "No.
This opportunity will not come again, I assure you. Renounce your religion, and you both can leave.
No.
No one has to know.
My God will know.
Your God. Where is your God, Sergei? Can he rescue you from this place? Can he give you back your life? Your father? You've been here for 5 months. Would you prefer to make it 5 more years? Look at me. If not for yourself, do it for your father. You love him, right? Right? Then prove your love for him.
I love my father very much.
We must show Jehovah that we love him first.
But I love Jehovah first. And whatever happens, I will serve him.
Okay. You want to serve him? Serve him. Enjoy your 5 years. Guard, take him.
Who is Jehovah?
So yes, friends, be determined to remain loyal to Jehovah. Satan will try to use your weaknesses against you. But as we've seen through the scriptural example of Christ Jesus, as we've seen through our video, remember, Satan cannot force us to be disloyal. So like Jesus, we can reject the tempter. We can remain loyal to Jehovah when being tempted.